The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with my husband, fellow realtor,
Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
We're going to have a good discussion today, right?
Yes, we are.
We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss various real estate topics. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award winning office has many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. During the week,
feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Friend us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. You can view our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, where we also have all our radio shows archived. And we also have some neat realtor videos. Today with us is Ken Magnata from Magnata Hardwood Floors. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You are the CEO and the president.
Yes.
Commander-in-chief.
All the above.
Okay. How long have you had Magnata Hardwood Floors, and how long have you been doing what you're doing?
I've had it 13 years and been doing it for 16 years in total.
Okay. How did you start off?
I just started off apprenticing with another company, and we just branched out and got, you know, bit busy and just became another company.
And you have a good name. You know, when I think of hardwood floors, I think of you. Any kind of, you do installation, correct?
Yes.
And you also do refinishing.
That's correct.
What do you do more of?
I would say more refinishing, maybe 60-70%.
Okay. And we're going to talk about all of it, new and old, and what you do and how you do it. How do we get in touch with you?
In the phone book, you can just look up Magnata Hardwood Floors in the white or the yellow pages, and we're listed in there.
Okay, and what's the phone number, please?
The phone number is 347-5825.
347-5825. Okay, so where do you want to start? Want to start with new floors?
Yes.
What's popular these days?
Well, probably most popular is just an oak pre-finished wood floor, solid wood floor that you can find in various stained colors.
So you get them pre-finished? You guys...
You can get the pre-finished, or we can also install it unfinished and, you know, sand it on site, stain it, or go natural.
What do you guys prefer to do?
We prefer probably 50-50.
Really?
Yeah, 50-50. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I did some hardwood floors, and I prefer the pre-finished ones because I don't have to finish them. I just nail them down, and they're done.
A lot more convenient with the pre-finished these days. You know, there's probably a third of the time it takes to do the project.
Is the finish comparable to the pre-finished, or what the finish would you do? Or
very comparable. It's actually, you actually get more coats on the face of the board.
That you do?
No, that the pre-finished, in the factory, they bake it on.
Oh, they bake it on.
You know, probably at least 7-8 aluminum oxide coats of finish, where you could get a lot more years out of wear and tear on the floor before you have to do a simple maintenance coat of polyurethane.
Oh, very good. I didn't know that.
So what's the price on a pre-finished as opposed to one that you have to do? Because it would be labor intensive if you're in there staining and doing all that extra work. Is it comparable, the price?
It's very comparable. Actually, the pre-finished route actually works out to be at least $1, $1.50 less a square foot installed.
Okay.
For material and labor. Where the unfinished, you know, we're going to be there actually double the time.
Sure.
And it's only about $1 or so more a square foot the unfinished route.
Do you find more people are doing hardwood floors? I, as a realtor, I go into many homes, and I just know that the buyers today, this is what they want. They want hardwood floors. They like the look of hardwood floors. There's nothing more impressive than when you open that front door and you see beautiful hardwood floors gleaming. So do you find that a lot of people, that's what they're doing these days, either installing new or refinishing what they already had?
I do. It's definitely, over the past couple of decades, becoming more prevalent. Whether somebody has allergies and they want the wood in the bedroom because they're sleeping there all night, and just easier to maintain. You just tack the dust that falls from the air and just simply just stand up and spritz some hardwood floor cleaner to clean them, you know, maybe once a week.
Okay. So when you go to a house and they are looking at possibly doing hardwood floors, they don't have them. Do you look at the kind of construction that's there and offer some sort of advice? Do you often find people may not realize that their choice might not be fitting for their property? And what do you do, and how do you get around that, and how do you help them determine what's best?
Well, I'll look at the decor of the house, and, you know, on my truck, I do have a lot of sample boards, so I'll bring those in, and they can look at various colors if they haven't looked at them in the store, and try to help them, you know, come up with a certain species of wood, or, you know, whether it's a different stain that they're looking for, a darker one or a lighter one, try to help them out with that.
So over the recent years, I've noticed dark hardwood floors have become rather popular. They're in now, but oak has always been popular.
Yes, it's the most abundant wood out there and the most economical, most widely milled, so you're going to find the best price
on oak.
Installed on oak.
Okay. Yeah. And you can do light, medium, or dark on oak. You can stain it whatever you want.
It's a very good stainable wood, so whether you go natural, which is just three coats of, which is standard, we put down three coats of oil-based or water-based finish, or if somebody wants something in the brown or the red family, most stains are somewhere in between those two colors. We would stain it first and then put, you know, at least three coats of polyurethane over the stain. So there's always a color we can get to that might even match an exotic dark wood, you know, by just using the oak, and it's a lot more economical.
Do you ever finish a job and somebody says, this is not what I want, I really don't like this, and then you have...
Uh-oh, I hope not.
I know, but I can't help but thinking that.
Well, rarely, because we usually have them there on site, and we show
they
them...
They see the process.
At least, okay, you know, three, four, or five samples on the floor of, you know, a color that they might be interested in, and we'll show them natural to make sure that's what they want, just to make sure that we're not resanding the floor before we go any further. So we rarely come, you know, do the whole project to the end and then have to redo it.
Right. Not that you did anything wrong. I just mean that they have something there that they didn't realize. You know, sometimes with dark woods, it darkens. You can have a ton of windows, because this happened in my house, our house. You have a ton of windows. We have 42 windows. But when we put down this dark floor, it really darkened the rooms.
Yeah, you do have to take that into account. You have, you know, darker walls and...
I have white walls.
White ceiling.
Not pure white, but a cream color. And because that's how I like to decorate. I like the cream, but I love the look of a dark wood. But it really, really made my house... It's not a dungeon. I don't want to make it sound like that. But
right.
I didn't realize that that would happen. Did you?
No, I did not. And when we did it, we had to put a new staircase in. And the staircase, we had it made. We wanted the wood grain to match the wood grain of the floor. So the guy, he made it out of poplar. And I stained it because I brought a sample of the floor to the paint store. And the guy, they're excellent over there. They made me the stain. And then we stained the staircase and everything. It came out beautiful. It came out real nice. But the floors, I didn't realize it's Brazilian redwood, that it's photosensitive. And over time, the floor got darker, but the staircase didn't get any darker. So, I mean, I'm the only one who notices it when I look at it, but it's a shade different. So there's lots of things to be
aware of that you wouldn't realize.
No, not until after the fact.
Yeah, that happens a lot with exotic woods. You're right, they're very photosensitive. You know, in the first 6 months even, they can darken twice as dark as, you know, how they came out of the box. So
yeah,
try to alert, you know, the customer, you know, to that point. you know, that you have to take that into account, and you're going to see some transition marks, you know, maybe under some area rugs.
Really? Yeah, that's, I noticed that, and we have, you could tell exactly where the area rugs are. We got to try and move things around. So,
right.
That's one of the suggestions that was made, that perhaps, and I have very few area rugs because I love the wood. That's my thing. I love the wood, so I like to have it all exposed. So I have very few area rugs, but where we do, when you lift it to clean under it, it, you can see definitely that line.
Right.
So your suggestion would be to take that rug and perhaps move it around?
That's, you know, one thing you could do was, you know, move it around every so many years.
And then it'll even out?
It'll, yeah, the what's light will eventually darken back up and catch up to the rest.
Okay.
Oh, it will darken. Okay, that's good to know. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because we've had the rugs in the same place for like 3 or 4 years, and we're... It looks like there's something wrong with the floor because it's a lighter shade.
So what would you do if someone didn't care for the way it turned out? What would you do as a professional? What would you suggest? Live with it?
Well, either that
what's your choice?
Redo it?
You could sand the floor.
Okay.
Sand it and then, you know, go with a lighter, you know, waterborne finish. Try to help them out that way, you know, instead of ripping it all out.
What a shame that would be, right?
Oh, yeah, that'd be a project.
It'd be very expensive.
Inexpensive.
We're headed towards a break. When we come back, we can pick up where we left off. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, this is a very nice 4-bedroom, 1.5 bath home located at 215 Layton Road in Chinchilla for $179,000. This is the Abington Heights School District. It's a very well-maintained home with a lot of original woodwork. It's got some hardwood floors, too. I was checking it out. It has a bathroom on each floor, a first-floor laundry area. It has a finished attic, a nice modern galley kitchen, a formal dining room, and a breakfast area. One of the nice things about the lot is a lot of these older homes is that they have two staircases, the one in the front and one in the back. We have it in our house, and I very rarely go down the front stairs. I go down the back stairs all the time. And it has a large front porch, a small backyard with the wooded views and privacy. So if you're looking for a 4-bedroom, 1.5 bath home in Chinchilla, give us a call about 215 Layton Road for $179,000. And that is offered by Trish Conway of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And statistics from the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list for the month of July. Average list price in July 2012 as compared to July 2011. It's moving up. The average list price was $209,000 in July 2012, whereas it was $198,000 last year. Average sales price for July, moving on up also, average sales price for July 2012 is $153,000, whereas in July of 2011, it was $137,000.
So I should have bought last year? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
I'm kicking myself in the butt because I didn't buy it last year.
Average days on market in July 2012 are 129, whereas in July 2011 it was 137. So there's some good news all around there. Now, year-to-date is different. Year-to-date, the list price is exactly the same at 187, and that's the average list price. And then the average sold price is almost the same. 2012 is faring better at 138.5, whereas in 2011, average sales price was 135. And days on market are almost essentially the same. So things are happening out there. We're looking at the sold listings and pending listings for July and year to date, and we're on track. We're doing a little bit better for 2012, so I'll keep you posted on all future developments with the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors Statistics. Stay with us. We will be back after a very brief break on 94.3 FM The Talker with more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. And our special guest, Ken Magnata from Magnata Hardwood Floors, president, CEO, everything. Do it all, right?
Do it all.
Okay. How do we get in touch with you, Ken?
You can get in touch with me on the business line, which is area code 570-347-5825.
Okay. You've been doing this for 16 years.
Yes.
In your own business for 13 years. You have a well-known name, and you do splendid work. I've seen your product.
Thank you.
And I like it. Now, we talked about in the first half, new flooring, installing new flooring, and oak is popular, and some of the things that come along with new flooring. One of the things I'm thinking about is, as a realtor going into a lot of houses, a lot of people, what's been popular lately, are the pergo floors or the floating floors, that laminate type of floor. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think that, well, it's a new floor. It looks attractive when it's new. And some even go as far as to say it looks wood-like. What are your thoughts?
Well, if you're on a budget, it's a good choice of a floor. Certain rooms, like a basement, below grade, you know, laminate is the line that it falls under. It works well under there on top of concrete. But it mostly is a floating floor. It floats over foam. And really the weight of the furniture and the molding around the perimeter hold it down. You really don't get a lot of useful life out of the floor, though, maybe 10, 15, 20, sometimes 25 years. And you really can't recoat the floor with another coat of polyurethane. It's basically a photograph, you know, of a wood floor with some thin film on it. Usually I just tell everybody, you know, if you can afford it, the best value in a floor is definitely a solid wood floor, whether it be pre-finished solid oak or unfinished solid oak or any other exotic wood, because it'll last hundreds of years. It'll last, as you know, it'll last the house.
Well, it's durable. It's very durable, and there's nothing like the look of a wood floor.
That's right.
And what about carpeting? Because a lot of people think that carpeting is less expensive than a wood floor. Is that the case?
Well, it may be initially, but usually on average, every 7-8 years, you have to replace the carpet if you have a, you know, an average wear, you know, room that you're putting it in. Whereas with a wood floor, all you have to do is just maintain it, maybe with the maintenance coat of polyurethane, say 50 cents a square foot for a coat of oil base every 5 years or so on a first floor, or even longer, you can wait on a second floor.
A lot of people opt for carpeting for soundproofing, and wood floors are loud, especially if you're walking around with your shoes. Or they often tell me that they like carpeting in their bedrooms because it's warmer, especially in the winter time. When they're getting out of bed, you get out of bed and you're not putting your feet on a cold floor.
Get a pair of slippers.
Right. You know what? My wood floor, there's no problem with my wood floor. It's my tile. That's the
That's the cold one in the bathroom.
The coldest. Yeah, I freeze. So, you know, a lot of people, though, like the carpeting in the bedrooms for that reason. But like, as you mentioned before, a lot of people have allergies these days, and there's a need to remove all that.
I definitely wouldn't want to have carpet in my bedroom where I'm sleeping all night, because I do have allergies, and that's one thing I need is a good night's rest.
And you're the CEO of Magnata Wood Floors. You better have hardwood floors in your house.
And I could attest to you that I don't think that the wood floors are cold whatsoever.
No, I don't think so,
you know,
either.
Maybe
Nor
some tile, you know, like you mentioned, in a bathroom or a kitchen might be a little cold in the winter months, but not wood all throughout the year. I think mine is always feels nice and warm to me, at least.
Maybe. Someone mentioned to me, I haven't seen it yet, but there's actually tile that looks like hardwood floors. Is that something that's out there now?
Yes, it is. And there's a lot of vinyl out there that, you know, starting to replicate the look of wood, tile. A lot of different options out there to go with. Yes.
Lots of choices. Yeah. Okay.
And in the 60s, they thought those lime green bathrooms looked really good too, you know.
How about those burnt orange countertops?
Oh, God. You know, you walk into some houses and you say, oh, this is built in the early 70s.
Okay. How about when you have a stain in a hardwood floor, or like, whether it's a pet stain or a water stain, or any kind of stain, what do you come out, we call you frantically, we have this stain in the middle of our dining room floor, how do we get rid of it? What do you do?
Well, first we'll just try to spot sand it with an edger, or maybe we'll take a scraper out and try to scrape it to see how deep it is. If it's not that deep, it'll just sand out, and then you won't have to replace it. If it is deep enough and you only have one or two spots, you know, for just a nominal charge, we could repair it for you. Just take the old boards out that are damaged and just stagger in some new ones. But if it's everywhere in the room, like pet urine, you know, and you still want to try to go ahead and refinish the floor, what we could do is go ahead with a darker stain, and that'll, the spots will take the stain a little darker too, but overall, a lot of times it'll just, you know, blend in and you won't notice it as much. But that's probably the only bet you can go with, is to stain it really dark. You didn't want to replace the whole room.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And again, with us today is Ken Magnata from Magnata Hardwood Floors. He is the professional, the expert regarding hardwood floors, and we're having a great discussion with you today, Ken. What about when you have floors that are uneven, or there's humps or bumps, there's sloping floors? What do you do if somebody wants to refinish those? How do you work with something like that?
Well, believe it or not, most of those concerns, the floor is still sandable. We're still able to, you know, do what we need to do and not have any sanding lines or anything in the floor. You'd be surprised how forgiving it is. And, you know, we're able to still finish it and it still looks good.
Okay, so you can work with that. You can maneuver around it, and then you can make a floor that maybe didn't look so hot before come out
Absolutely.
Rather beautiful. Okay, good. Now, a lot of times we'll go into older homes, and people have area rugs. And on the perimeter of the room, there's lots of beautiful hardwood floors. I've come across this. You lift the area rug, and you just see plywood. Have you come across that?
Several times, yes.
And people did that for what reason? To save money?
Yes, to save some money on the initial laying of the floor. But, you know, then you're kind of stuck with having just that wood around the perimeter, and you have to forever use an area rug. Unless you want to... You can also take the plywood out of the middle, and we can put the field back in for you.
Can you match it up if it's an 80-year-old house?
Oh, absolutely.
So what do? You just lay new floor and then stain it all one...
Yeah, if you stain the floor, it'll definitely blend better than going natural, because even if you go with the same species of wood, you know, a new bundle of wood is going to take, you know, say some oil-based polyurethane or water-based, take it a little bit lighter. But it's definitely, you know, still something that you can, you know, work with.
So it's not the end of the world.
No.
So you can do something with it, and you can create a really beautiful hardwood floor there.
Yes.
All right. Because I wasn't quite sure what to tell people in that sort of situation, but they should call you. And how do we get in touch with you?
You can call us on the business line, which you can find in the phone book. 347-5825 is the phone number.
And also, when you're doing oak and you're doing something like that, can you do designs in the woods? Like my dad had his hardwood floors done, and he had like a...
etching.
Yeah, it came out beautiful. You guys do that too?
We do. We do inlays and borders if you want them.
Yeah, he did the borders and it came out really nice. It was...
Is that a lot more expensive?
It is.
Okay.
It is. It's just more labor intensive, so that's kind of what it all comes down to. And you know, sometimes the inlays themselves are... you know, pretty pricey.
I would think. And then, of course, the labor, because right. you have to piece it all together to make it look good.
Exactly.
Okay. But it is something that's available out there.
Yes.
Do you find many people do that?
Not a lot. Not a lot do it in our area. I think mostly people just go, you know, with a straight laid floor.
The house I grew up in Brooklyn, it was a brownstone. It was one of those big old brownstones, and it had the inlays in the floor. And so when my dad moved out where he lives now and he did the hardwood floors, he was like, I want the floor that we had when we lived in Brooklyn. And he had the guy come in, and the guy did a beautiful job. He came in and they banged it out in 2 or 3 days. It did a really nice job.
Right. And it does. It brings that old world charm back to the house and gives it that kind of look. And it is. It's from a different era.
Right. Even though the house was built in the 60s, it looks like it, like you said, it looks like it's from a different era.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Well, we're almost at that time. Before we wrap it up, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, this is a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath home located at 706 Center Street in Dunmore for $174,000. It's on a nice, quiet street. Even though it's called Center Street, it's nice and quiet. It has been lovingly maintained. It has a new electrical panel. The roof is 2 years old. Most of the windows have been replaced. It has a new garage door. It has hardwood floors under the carpet. We can call Ken if we need to get it refinished. It has cove ceilings, which is a nice touch in the living room, along with a decorative fireplace. It also has a deck off the kitchen, and the lower level has a second kitchen and a family room. It also has plenty of great closet space. So if you want a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath home in Dunmore with a built-in garage, give us a call about 706 Center Street for $174,000. And we also have to disclose that one of the owners is a Pennsylvania licensed realtor.
Thank you, Pat. And Ken, before I close with my tip of the day, will you kindly come back with us next week so we may continue our discussion regarding hardwood flooring?
Yes, I'd love to.
Thank you. Thanks for being here with us today.
You're welcome.
Here's my tip of the day from houselogic.com. Quick and stylish storage. Free standing furniture, like a glass front cabinet, is an easy way to increase your bath storage space without bumping out walls. You can check out secondhand stores or auction houses for low-cost pieces that you can refinish to match your bath. But just remember, measure the area first so that your new piece will fit properly. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable during the week.
Feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com, and don't forget to friend us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. Have a great week.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated. Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ready from Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, if you have questions, we have answers.